Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's get started because we have a jam-packed morning. You're really going to have to listen up and focus today because these women have a wonderful program all set for us. You can see we've got audiovisual things going on and people visiting from Haiti, and we've got a lot of things going on here today. So, good morning, Word in Life. How about this series? Isn't it great? And timely? Right, all right. Stephen's book, Sacred America, Sacred World, has generated such profound ideas for us to discuss. We know now that we are all homo universalis, right? And we are all about lubricating the change for others so that others can be at the same place that we are. We have quite a job to do, but we can do it together with grace, can't we? So we have another powerful presentation in store for you this morning, so let's begin. Let's attend to those cell phones, either mute or off, and then let's take just a silent minute, perhaps to reflect on something that I saw that Richard Rohr recently put on in his meditation. And he says, we each get our little chance to dance on this stage of life, to reflect the glory of God back to God, and to participate with everything and everyone else. Let's just do a half a minute this morning. We got a lot in store. Two announcements. The first one, the memorial for Ginny Cashman is Sunday the 23rd from 10 to 1. And the children would like to have, and it's down at the Cabrillo Arts Center, the children would like to have just a general count of how many people are coming because they're going to have some food. It's from 10 to 1 Sunday the 23rd for Ginny Cashman. There is a memorial. The legacy is on the table back there if you want to read it again. So can we have a show of hands of anybody that's going to go to Ginny's. Oh, we have quite a few. Okay. Harriet's doing some count. She's going to count back to the, I would have 12 over here. Okay, over here. And then your side. You can add your side. All right. The other thing, quickly, our friend Greg Boyle, who started Homeboy and he's his executive director, he is coming through the Arts and Lectures series to UCSB. He'll be there the 18th. So look out for that. It's free. All right. We like free, don't we? Okay. He is not going to be here. No, he's going to be at UCSB through the Arts and Lectures. We did have him here. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. All right, let's get started. Rinaldo Brutico last week gave us a great introduction into this morning's presentation on microfinance. And we have two local experts, two guests from Haiti, to talk to us through the global look at the issue and how these activist women brought the system here to Santa Barbara. We have Mary Becker first. She graduated from St. Mary's College at Notre Dame. She's a Midwesterner, too. She developed socially responsible investment portfolios for 15 years using her own business. She and her husband, Gary, moved to Santa Barbara in 2004 to begin the second half of their lives. And did they get involved? Mary is a spiritual director. She's a member of the Immaculate Heart Community and the Church of the Beatitudes, led by the Roman Catholic women priests. She's a champion of La Casa de Maria, a past president of Social Venture Partners. She's a peacemaker. She fosters nonviolence. She's protesting at Vandenberg each month against the ICBM activities. Just last week, she and her husband, Gary, were awarded a Community Champion Award at a gala at the El Encanto by the New Beginnings organization. She and Gary have three children and one granddaughter, Tallulah. Two. Okay. Just correct me. I'm just off. flying here. All right. Maureen Earls is the next speaker. She grew up on the 11-acre, that's not right, many more acres, family farm in Salem, Oregon, as one of nine children. At age 18, she entered the Holy Name Sisters Teaching Order, graduated from Maryhurst College with a teaching credential, then left the convent, married a teacher, and they moved to Santa Barbara, and they both taught in Santa Barbara schools for many years. Maureen was the administrator of child development in the Santa Barbara schools for 8 years. Now, the service that this woman performs, bringing our community home, addressing homelessness, Well Bridge on State Street, housing issues, Catholic Worker House in Guadalupe, assisting the children of farm workers, the Justice Ministry Program at the Mission, Just Faith, the County Behavioral Wellness Program about mental illness. It goes on. She's the president of CLU, the interfaith program addressing injustice, and she facilitates the Jean Rebel Kids Fund in Haiti. Maureen has been married to Roger for 44 years, two children, and four grandchildren. Got that right. Okay. Now I have a little bit about Ann Jacqua. Ann Jacqua is not with us today, but you will hear her voice on one of the videos. And she is a member of Trinity Church, and she did speak to us at Word and Life when we were up on Holy Names, up at Holy Cross. She is a spiritual director and co-founder of Still Point, a center of Christian spirituality. And then we have visitors today directly from Haiti. Linda Bouchard is the communication director of a group called Fancosé. It's a very weird word, but you're going to hear all about it when the ladies talk about it. So Linda lives in Haiti, and she was blown in by the monster Matthew, and she perhaps can tell us all about that. The other gal who's with us today, and she lives in the United States, but she's still involved with Fancosé. Her name is Peg Furey. She's the interim director of Fancosé in the USA. So, each of our previous speakers this session, Stephen Dinan, Dennis Rivers, Barbara Gaughan-Mueller, and last week, Ronaldo Brudico, really put it to us. Each one, in their own words, have asked us to ask ourselves the question, how can I serve? These beautiful women will now tell us of how each one of those answered that question, how can I serve? We're going to honor each one of you, so come up and receive the Word and Life blessing, please. Come on up, all the four of you.